This is Biz. I'm a part-time working mom with a big kid and a little kid.
And I'm Teresa. I have a family business, two young kids, and a baby.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, witnessing crushing disappointment. Plus, Biz wonders if it's real. And Teresa is in a hell of her own making.
Woo!
That opening set a tone. Before we explore the tone we have set in the show, Teresa and I want to let people know something very exciting. The Max Fun Drive is coming up, guys.
Yeah.
And this actually is fun. This is a time.
It's always fun.
Yeah. When Max Fun and all your favorite shows, including us, are running our most choicest, tastiest, bestest episodes. There's going to be great gifts and for new and upgrading members. And it is the best time to support our show. One Bad Mother is listener supported. You pay us. You are the boss. So this is a chance to support us so that we can keep growing and touring and making shows and, I don't know, coming in here and setting up super ominous style openings to talk about parenting. So April 2nd, it's only going to run for 2 weeks.
Yep. First 2 weeks of April.
We have some really fun, very specific to One Bad Mother things planned. So make sure you're tuning in those 2 weeks into the podcast as well as onto our social media, because we will be talking about it there. Woo!
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah.
How are you?
I feel like hell, and I don't think it's that funny right now.
I know. I'm like, I am toning it down. I was like, alert. Alert, this is not one of those things where I'm like, ha ha, it is hell. No, no, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, I didn't sleep very well last night, so that'll be really great for today.
We're
going
to weepy show.
Everything is just fucked. Like, I don't even, like, I do not, like, my dog got attacked last week.
She's okay,
yeah, I should say. Like, she's totally going to be fine. But it was really traumatic. I was walking her when she got attacked.
Yeah.
She was on her leash. She got attacked by a neighbor's dog that we know while my neighbor was there. And I also had Grace and the baby with me. And
which is a lot right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like I'm not over that.
No.
You know? So, and then I don't know what it is, but like everyone in my house is sick right now, which is, I know, something that happens when you have kids, and it happens even when you don't have kids. But like somehow we kind of made it through a lot of the winter without being sick, which was nice.
Yeah.
But now, like, yesterday was my birthday.
I know. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I've been sick for like 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm okay. Like, I'm getting over it, and like I'll be fine. But I was sick. Like, I had plans to have a massage the day before my birthday. And I had plans to get my hair cut. Had to cancel both of those things. And, like, this is just, like, stuff that happens. And it's fine. I'll find, like, another time to do it. But, like, even just the work involved in scheduling those things.
Yeah.
Like, I would just rather not schedule them ever again.
Like,
at this point.
Right.
Like, I have so much to do and so many, like, communications to have with people and, like, stuff to follow up on and take care of and, like, having a thing, like, it's totally not even worth it to me. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like, I'm just like, fuck that, you know?
Yeah.
But it was really sad to have to cancel those things because that was something I was, like, really proud of myself for.
Having gone through
having,
all that
like,
stuff
set
for.
It up and, like, set that up for myself to, like, have a good birthday. And I didn't want to do that thing that I've done before and I know, like, a lot of you guys have done before, which is, like, kind of just, like, wait for your birthday to arrive.
Right.
And surprise, surprise, like, my birthday is not what it used to be, and that's kind of depressing sometimes and sad, and sometimes it's hard to, like, get what you want, and you're not even sure what you want.
Yes.
And I mean, I've been a parent now for nearly 7 years. I know what that is. Yeah. And like, I can see it coming. Oh. And I did my best to plan for it. And guess what? It was a total fucking fail.
Yeah.
And like, didn't work at all.
Right.
And so I'm just, and then like, I don't know why. So Grace is like, she was sick over the weekend. I'll talk about that more during the topic today. But also, she just randomly got sick in a different type of sick this morning.
Right.
Getting ready
like
to leave.
Like double sick.
Yeah. And then the baby has been sick. And so he's been up during the night and he's not feeling well. And I can't figure out what's wrong with him exactly.
Yeah.
And then Oscar was just up for 2 hours in the night for no reason, as far as I can tell.
Ugh.
So I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
No, you are in hell.
I feel like I'm in hell.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm in hell.
It's like an uncomfortable stasis.
Yeah.
Right? Like where there's, it's like being stuck in honey. You know what I mean? Like you can't, you're technically floating, but it's horrible. Right? Like you can't, and there's no, eventually people won't be sick,
right.
And like eventually you'll make a new hair stuff, but like the place that you're in is real. And I just want to remind you and everybody, don't feel you have to disclaim here. It sucks that shit got canceled.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But like you're, like, it doesn't matter if it's the just getting to go to the grocery store by yourself and suddenly everybody's got to fucking come with you.
Yeah.
That is disappointing and crushing.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world, but it sucks.
Yeah.
And I am really sorry.
I also feel like weird disclaimer. Like, I feel like really bad saying I'm in hell.
Right.
Like, I feel really bad about
that.
Because, like, I love my family.
Right.
And, like, it's annoying that I even feel like I have to say that. But, like, It's actually kind of makes it even harder. Because I don't even know what I would wish for right now. Like, I want it to be like this, only not so hard.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be just like this.
Yeah.
Exactly like this. But not so fucking hard.
It's like, because you're full. You're full.
Yeah.
You've got no place to go.
Yeah.
You have full.
Yeah.
So any little drop that comes in sends you over.
Yes.
And when you're that full, there is no space to think about what you'd like. There is no space to like enjoy the thing or even get to the like, all I want is the not be so hard, but everything could technically stay the same.
Yep.
Right? Because you're fucking full.
Yes.
I mean, you've had like, it's been a really big couple of like months.
Yeah.
It has, Teresa.
Yes.
You're full.
I know.
And I'm really sorry.
Can it go back the other way now?
Well, I think that's...
Am I there? Like, is this it?
This is where...
is this where we've been like...
I've been like this, where the fall and the tip. And yeah, it's like... And what sucks is that like, for me, like I empty a little.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that feel full.
Yeah.
So like, it's the red alert. We got to find something for you.
Yeah.
We got to find some... I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
And it sucks because when everybody's sick, it's really hard to find even the 5 minutes or the extra 30 minutes of sleep or the whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I am really sorry.
Thanks, Biz. How are you?
I'm wondering if it's real.
Like this.
Oh. I don't know. This is maybe one of those things that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
But it's like I'm in such a place, like coming off of Stefan's travel. And then, you know, spring break, and we had a lot of plans this weekend. So I haven't had a chance to empty any of my bucket. My bucket's been full. And I'm just, like, super afraid. And I'm wondering if this feeling that it's just circumstances, like we were just saying, like, it's just every sick. It's just been, like, a lot of things. Is it just that make me scatterbrained or unpleasant are temporary? I think I've asked this question before.
Yeah.
Or if this is where I am for like a while.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking that it's temporary.
Uh-huh.
And like, well, people should understand that fill in the blank, right? Like if people are interacting with me and I'm like weird or like whatever, people are like, oh, but maybe there's actually no excuse anymore.
Mm.
Maybe I'm just different now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe that should be our topic.
Maybe I'm just different now?
Maybe I'm just different now.
No, I know what you mean.
But, like, so I'm like, is it real? Like, am I real? Like, the is it real question is literally, like, is this just, like, am I really struggling with all the things I'm struggling with because it's just this temporary thing?
Right.
Or is this just who I am now?
Right.
Right. Because you do sometimes be like, oh, just forgive that person because they got a new kid. They got what? Right. You know what I mean?
Like, kids are really little.
Or like, they've been through a lot traveling
or whatever.
And blah, blah, blah.
But then, like, at a certain point, you're just like still in that mode. Like, you feel that way still.
Like, I have.
But then you look around and you're like, but this is like, things are pretty much normal now.
Maybe
so,
people are giving me the side eye because I am literally, it's not real. Anyway, that's that. But let's don't talk about any of that today.
All right, let's
Let's just vomit that onto our listeners this morning.
Yeah, there you go, guys.
You're welcome. Everybody feeling better? And now let's talk about crushing disappointment.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa, witnessing crushing disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Not in our own lives. Who's got time to look in a mirror there?
Yeah.
Let's talk about when
our kids crushing
disappointments.
Yeah.
And what sucks as our children get older is that those the witnessing the crushing disappointments really start popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And are just, I sit there when I see one happen and I think, oh, this is just, we're going to have a lot more.
Yeah.
Because love, dances,
friendships,
not getting invited to things.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, we got lots of crushing disappointment.
Yeah.
This is going to be a real cherry show, guys. So let's just talk about, I think there are a couple of stages with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with this. I want you to set us off with what you witnessed recently in the column of crushing disappointment.
Yeah. So Gracie has this best friend. They are super cute. They have been best friends all year. They're in the same class. And since September, they have been talking about how the Gracie's best friend is going to have a sleepover slumber party for her birthday party when she turns 7.
Big deal.
In March.
Yeah.
Like, that was like gonna happen. And so, like, the Jesse and I had talked about it, and we talked about it with the mom, and we, like, you know, kind of went like, I don't know, will she be ready, will Gracie be ready to sleep over at a slumber party by then? Like, we talked about it and blah blah blah, and like, we came around to like, yeah, we're totally ready, you know, she's really comfortable at this house, we know this family really well, and like, it's gonna be great. And so of course, well, actually, what first happened was supposed to be last weekend, but the little girl got sick. So they asked to postpone it to the following weekend, which we said was great. And we were totally available. But then Grace turned out to be sick this weekend. So it was like a few. So she had like mentioned to me a couple days before that she kind of had a sore throat. And I was like, uh-oh, because I had a sore throat. And I knew that I felt like shit. And I was like, uh-oh, that's really bad. But then she seemed fine for like probably 36 hours at least, maybe 48 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe she just like fought it off or because she sleeps really well. Like, you know,
she's restored it. Yeah.
And then it was like probably 2 hours before the birthday party. And she starts really complaining about her throat, which like she doesn't really do.
It's a big deal when they do.
Obviously, she really was uncomfortable. And so I asked to look at her mouth. Yes, indeed. It's swollen. And then I did take her temperature and it was like low, but she did have
a fever.
It was like 100.5 or whatever.
That's a fever.
Totally a fever.
Right.
You know, like
99.9. I'm like, here's your Tylenol. Yeah. Enjoy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Over 100. You're like,
yeah. You're like, this is real. Yeah. And so anyway, it was interesting too, because like Jesse, I could tell like, I was very accepting of it almost right away. Because I knew in my mind, I was like, there's no way I'm sending my child over there with this, like, contagious illness and a fever to, like, have the slumber party. I'm just not,
well,
I'm not going to do
she's not emotionally going to be her best, right? Because she's sick,
True. Like, but, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. But for me, like, she wouldn't emotionally be herself. But if I knew she wasn't contagious, I probably would have still sent her because she could rally for
that. All right. She'd rally. Okay.
She's been looking forward to this since
forever.
September. Like, it really... And it's not like she was, like, flat on her back either. So, anyways, but you could see that, like, Jesse was like, well, we'll see how you're doing in an hour and a half. And I was like, I don't think so. Yeah. Let's start with, let's begin the grieving process right now.
Good
because
job.
There's no way. I was like, I'm not, she has a fever and a sore throat.
We're not,
and a swollen, like, it, there's no way that she's going.
Nothing's
so
changing
all,
in an hour.
Right. There's no way. And so he's like, okay. And so, you know, we tell her, and I mean... It was so fucking sad. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. It's so sad. I mean, just she like almost wanted to have a tantrum, but then you could tell that she knew it was like not something she could actually fight for.
Right.
So she just broke down and she just cried and cried, and she had to go lay down in my bed and cry. And then when I came to talk to her, she was like telling me that it felt like her heart was breaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. And it was just a weird experience as her parent because it was the first one of those, like, it's not like, oh, you can't have this toy you want. It's like the first, like, I really remember being a kid and having a very, like, similar situations like that. It happens to every kid that you get sick and miss something you want to go to.
Yeah.
And I just... I really empathized with her, and I also had this weird experience of thinking, like it was so painful because especially with everything that's gone on for her this year, like, this friendship has been, like, the bright light in all of the yuckiness, and, like, the fact that she had this to look forward to was, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so also there was, like, some guilt, like, oh, the, like, she just really needed a win this weekend, you know? But at the same time, I was weirdly comforted by how well I related to the experience because I was like, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
I know this particular kind of pain.
Yeah.
And we have to go through this pain.
Ugh.
Like, we have to.
We have
it's
to.
It's just so.
Because there's going to be so much more of it.
This is just life.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. And it's an okay one.
Yeah.
You know, there will be future sleepovers. There will be, you know, like, this, you're not, it's not over. It just sucks really bad.
Right now, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is awful. But I think you're right. I sort of had that same experience with when Katie Bell has had these. Well, Katie Bell's also really weird. This falls in that category of, like, I always feel like Katie Bell's learning how to be human sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, her reactions are totally not what I expected it to be, like, where I know I'm about to tell her horrible, crushing news, and she's like, it's okay, mama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you just that well adjusted?
Yeah, I know.
Or just, like, just building, like, a snowball?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, but, I mean, it's not to say she hasn't been really sad about stuff. It's just, and when, but when I know she is, or I'm preparing for her to be, whether or not it comes out, I feel that same thing that you felt. Like, there's sort of this, like, it's sort of like when your kid, for me, like, if Katie Bell, if a kid gets, like, really sick and, like, throws up all over themselves, I'm, like, steely calm in the zone. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what to do. There is no panic. There's no, like, I'm like, I've got all the steps. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're now totally in helping you through this mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have that same feeling with the crushing disappointment when you're like, I know, there's some sense of, like, parenting security and I know what this is.
I know what this is.
And,
and I can help you through this.
We're just going to have to, part of it's going to be writing it out.
Yeah.
And part of it is, you know, stepping in to help you, but this is not a mystery.
Right.
Right? Like,
that's
one of the few ones where there's, even though it's horrible, it's not a mystery.
Right.
This is, So,
interesting.
I want to ask you, like, what do you remember about your crushing disappointments? Because, I mean, I think part of it not being a mystery for me is here I am.
Yeah, right.
Right? And, like, and I'm trying to decide if being able to get through crushing disappointment now is I'm able to do it because of whatever my parents did to help me with crushing or however I handled it as a kid. So what are your memories of crushing disappointments and like how the family reacted or what you needed? Do you have memories
of that? I definitely do. And I know this particular one I'm going to talk about was definitely not the first one, but it's the one I remember like most prominently. And it's when I was in seventh grade. And it was when at my school we had like just kind of started to have like little like boy girl group dates.
Oh, yeah.
And like kind of people liking each other and stuff. And there was this boy that I liked. And it was like the first time that my friends and I had planned this trip to I think it was the roller skating rink.
Yeah.
Which is like really funny. But I think it was or maybe ice skating, but I think it was roller skating.
Yeah.
And this boy was going to be there, and my girlfriends were going to be there. And I was over the moon excited. Like, I was just like, I had that like bubbly feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were totally going to hold hands while we went roller skating and like whatever.
Yeah.
I was just like psyched about it. And I remember getting up that morning and I just felt weird. Like, I felt really weird. And I remember I remember so well like the feeling of that once I laid down, I was like, this is what I need to be doing right now.
I have that feeling now.
Yeah, very familiar feeling nowadays.
This is what I need.
Yeah. I wonder why I remember this feeling so well. I just remember that feeling of like, whoa. And then I would like get up because I was so excited. I like showered. I picked out this cute outfit and I like did my makeup and my hair and all this stuff. Like laid back down. And like I remember getting ready to go and I was in the living room with my parents and I was laying on the carpet in the living room. Like I wasn't even on a chair or the couch. I don't know why. Maybe I was like petting the dog or something, but I was laying there.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my parents about it and they were going like, you know you're sick, right? Like, you know that you can't go today, right?
Oh.
And I just remember, what I remember about that one, it's a slightly different kind of thing than maybe what Grace was going through this past weekend, because it was a little bit of, like, the mystery, like, I don't know what's going to happen today. Like, this is new territory for my friends and me. Like, you know, like,
well,
the romantic thing happening. And what I really felt was the fear of missing out. Like, I was just like, they're going to go. They're going to have this. All this stuff is going to happen. It's all so exciting. Like, probably this boy that I like will, like, hang out with some other girl maybe because I'm not there.
Right.
And, like, my friends will do what they, you know, like, I just felt so left out. Like, I was like, I can't miss this. And I remember feeling so strongly, like, I can't. Like, I can't. I just can't. But I did. And was it fine? Yes.
Yeah, I know. So did you? Well, so here's a question. My brain's going off in like eight different directions. But I do want to ask this. Did your parents like comfort you, or did you need like space, or like what? Do you have any memory of like how you handled upset?
I cried and cried.
Yeah.
And I think my parents were just like nice about it.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, this is what's happening. And I'm sorry, it really sucks. Like,
yeah, because I sometimes wonder like, you know, in my pre-game plans when Katie Bell was too young to have crushing disappointment, you know, like, what will I do? Like, I have these memories of my experiences, and I can remember spending a lot of time, like, in my room crying, you know,
totally.
Like, throwing myself on the bed, just crying it out. Nobody necessarily came in.
Right.
And I'm trying to
figure... I remember that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but I also know that there were other times where there would be something different happening, and, like, a parent would come, you know, somebody would come in and talk. And I do wonder, like, I feel like, is that because there were times I let them know I needed it?
Uh-huh.
Or were there other times I just needed to process it on my own? And they were smart enough to just, they either didn't know I was up there upset, or they were just letting me work it out. Because I do think that there is benefit to just go into your room.
Yeah.
And I think there's benefit as a parent to not going in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And just being like, I'm here if you need me.
I'm here for you. Yeah.
If you need me.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you need. I think that's really important. But I like, listening to you talk about that, it made me think of things like things my parents didn't let me go do.
Uh-huh.
Because of punishment and the crushing disappointment.
Yeah.
But I still think it's crushing disappointment.
It is.
Because there's
it is.
Part of, I think, of getting through crushing disappointment is realizing that life did, in fact, go on. It's the old horrible thing that you hated when your parents said to you, and it's going to come right out of my mouth.
Right.
Probably 10 more times today.
Yeah.
Life is going to go on. The world is going to keep spinning without me at X event.
Yeah.
Right? But like, it was still crushing disappointment. So I now want to think about it from the, as the mom side of it now, as the parent side of it, being like, well, there's going to be times where it's out of our control that Katie Bell and Ellis are crushed about something, whether it's that they're sick, whether it's that we had other plans.
Right.
Or
they weren't invited.
Or they weren't invited.
Yeah.
Like, things are literally out of our control.
Right.
Because right now, there are things like, Katie Bell doesn't get invited to, you know, certain parties because I'm sure it's because they only got to have four people or whatever. It's not like a whole class party and my kid's not invited.
Yeah.
And so I don't let any of that get into my brain. Why isn't she invited?
Yeah.
I just say, like, if Katie Bell, if we discover that somebody's had a party that she's not invited to, I always say something to the effect of, oh, you know, well, that sounds like something fun that they're going to do. You know, I'm sure it's one of those things where they only are allowed to invite a certain number of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm all right. Because
it's Katie Bell.
I'm like, whatever. Who knows what Ellis is going to be like? And this means that, like, all the emotional IQ that did not manifest at Katie Bell is going to manifest like a volcano at Ellis.
Yeah.
Already has. Anyway, but
he will have already processed all of these emotions by the time he's getting
over. God, this is a little worse. Anyway, but then there's stuff that's in our control.
Right.
And there's sometimes we're going to lay out the crushing disappointment.
Yeah.
Because my memory, this is one that, like, okay, guys, my favorite band was the Monkees. Okay. I can tell you any fact about the Monkees. Uh-huh. And if somebody would like to know some deep cuts that you can be like, hey, isn't this a great song? And people are like, yes. And then you go, it's the Monkees. And everybody's fucking mind is blown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your gal. Okay. Big Monkees.
Bonus episode.
Bonus episode. Biz just goes deep on the Monkees. So very much of the Monkees, my favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
I go away to summer camp and I come home. Parents have picked me up and I know that the Monkees are on tour. Right. There's some reunion tour thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Monkees are on tour and I am 100% positive that I'm going to go home and my parents have bought me Monkees tickets.
Oh,
no, guys, there's no reason no reason to think that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
This is made up
crushing
disappointment.
Right.
I get home, which is a thing that's going to happen.
Totally.
I get home. There's no Monkees tickets.
Uh-huh.
And yet my sister went with other friends to the Monkees. She is not as big a Monkees fan.
Right. Right. Of course not. But she wasn't a camp.
I was. No, she was not a camp kid.
Oh, okay. Paula
Michelle's not a camp kid.
That makes sense, and I kind of remember that now, but it's still interesting to imagine.
Paula Michelle's a soaps.
All
watching the soaps in the summer.
Okay.
So, anyway, but she got to go, and I remember being so sad.
Yeah.
Like, so sad. But I also am not sure I said anything because it's not like I asked for Monkees tickets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like I could be mad that I didn't get the Monkees ticket. You know, like, that's a trap.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, inadvertently, I caused my own crushing disappointment, but also my parents caused crushing disappointment, but not being able to read my mind.
I used to do that to myself about Christmas all the
time. Christmas
every year I imagined some amazing
thing.
Like, brand new bicycle. Even though I already had a bicycle, probably.
Right.
Like, some beautiful. So, I mean, every year I'd be like, eh.
But so there's also, crushing disappointment you can't control.
Yeah.
There's crushing disappointment that we as parents will lay out on our children because of punishment or whatever. And that's like one that you really have to hold onto, I think, because there's lots of those, like, you're grounded.
Yeah.
Or if you do this, you're going to be losing this party.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to so-and-so spend the night party or whatever. I remember that very clearly.
Yeah.
And then still doing it.
Yeah.
And then not being able to go.
Yeah.
And you got to get through, because that's important, because you got to understand, as the kid, you have to understand that, there are limits. And if you break the rules, you brought that crushing disappointment on yourself. So now you got to process two things.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot. And I remember my parents being nice to me about that, you know, like on some level, right?
But sometimes it's just facts.
It's just facts. It's just, you did this thing.
Yeah.
You're now not going to get this.
I'm sorry that this happened. Hopefully next time it will go better.
Yeah, but, right? Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Enjoy Cat Stevens in your room, Biz. But then I think we've tapped in on the another kind, which is the self-inflicted, made-up.
Yeah, interesting.
Disappointment. Yeah. How do we as parents help that?
Yeah, okay. So this makes me think of, because Oscar already did this with Christmas this year. He's only four.
Yeah.
But he has, ever since this past Christmas, okay, it's March right now.
Yeah.
Ever since this past Christmas, just randomly, he doesn't do this, like, to make me feel bad, I don't think, but he'll be like, if somebody brings up Christmas or something, he'll say, "This last Christmas was a really hard time for me." And I'm like, he has done this a few times.
I know.
I'm like, what, really? Why? Because I'm thinking it was Christmas, you got presents, and we had fun. Christmas was pretty fun. He'll go, "I didn't get any of the things that I wanted."
Oh.
And he's just saying it like it's just fact,
mm-hmm.
but he's obviously really sad about it.
Right.
That made me feel really bad. But that is, but it's totally self-induced disappointment. Yeah. Like,
right. So I think that's almost more dangerous disappointment, because how do you help somebody get past something that they've self-induced, right? Because that's the one that I probably have less patience for after a time, because I want to be like, that is, you are creating something for yourself that's really disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get over that is to not, you got to cut it.
Yeah.
You got to let it go.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're now self-inducing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're never getting the pony.
Yeah.
You know, little Emily.
Yeah.
You're never going to get the pony. So if you continue to, like, fantasize that X, Y, and Z will equal pony, that's, it's never going to happen, right?
Isn't this, like, a little bit like what I was talking about at the top of the show with, like, our birthdays?
I think so,
yes.
Kind
of, like, secretly imagine that somehow somebody's going to, like, fly in and make it perfect.
Like Mary Poppins, our birthday.
And then we get sad when that doesn't happen.
Well, doesn't it? And yet we never fit. Yes, which is probably why I'm so harsh on both myself and, like, that is ridiculous pity, right? But maybe if we had more of a grasp on reality.
Yeah.
In our youth, in our fantastical youth, maybe we... No, I think those are separate. that is all about filling your bucket up too much and not being able to get your head around it. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's a harder disappointment to deal with a little. Like, I don't know what I would say. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. It's like a bigger issue. It's not just getting over the disappointment. It's sort of like
living in disappointment.
Yeah. Or it requires a little reflection on, like, so what happened here?
Yeah.
What caused you to think that this was going to happen?
You would ever get monkey's tickets, Elizabeth.
What could you do next time if there was something really important that you, I don't know.
Wish hard. I had a magic eight ball. I shook it up. I knew what the outcome was going to be. Yeah, I don't know. I think my general takeaway on this discussion when we started thinking about it was just that, again, for me, I feel like this is what I hate watching my kids go through something that's super disappointing, and I hate knowing bigger, harder things are coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel kind of okay that these are important things we have to go through,
mm-hmm.
and they've got to go through it,
mm-hmm.
and that I do have some sort of, like, control on helping them figure out how to deal with disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, like, crying in your bedroom doesn't scare me that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that, I'm like, okay.
It's, like, part of the process.
That's part of it, right? Like, there's so many other, like, again, mysteries out there that I'm like, I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Yeah.
But these, I feel like there's an 80% chance I'm going to know how to handle these as they come up.
Yeah.
And they're going to suck.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it.
This is like known suckiness.
Known suckiness.
We have a Jumbotron. This message is for Emily from Dean.
This year is your golden birthday when you turn 28 on March 28th. You are the strongest, coolest, and sweetest person I know. Thanks for being my best friend and a fantastic partner. Oh, and Nona and Totoro say hi. We can't wait to see what's in store for you and our family this year as you follow your Dharma. You are doing a great job. We love you.
Yay.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by Blue Apron, the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., with incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes like quick bucatini with broccoli and pecorino cheese, and Italian-style shrimp and sweet pepper. Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do.
Blue Apron delivers fresh, non-GMO, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. There are 12 new recipes each week based on what's in season, and recipes are designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team.
Blue Apron is treating One Bad Mother listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/badmother. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/badmother. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time, Teresa. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh my God, that's fucking genius.
So, at our preschool and elementary school, there's always a lot of talk around St. Patrick's Day about leprechauns.
Oh, yeah.
Which we never did when I was a kid, and I'm just not interested, like, at this point in my life.
Pretty
like,
sure I have memories of you having ruined St. Patrick's Day for your children repeatedly.
Okay,
no,
good.
Which is good,
okay.
Because I do, too. So
okay,
I'm
great.
Happy to hear
so
more about it.
So this is essentially my genius, and that is that, like, Oscar came home all psyched up about St. Patrick's Day on Friday, which St. Patrick's Day was Saturday, so
yeah.
I kind of, like, wish the school didn't pump them up about it, because it's kind of, like, making them think something great is going to happen the next day.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to do something at school on St. Patrick's Day, great.
Great.
But, like, don't put that on me. So, anyways, he comes home, he's all excited, he's, like, super pumped, he's, like, asking about different stuff about leprechauns, and I'm totally neutral to not, like, disinter. Like, okay, fine, great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Huh. Like, just not, you know. And then at one point he comes up and he goes, Mommy, are leprechauns real? And I'm like, no. And then he goes, because I'm like,
leprechauns can fall into that camp.
What that even
right.
is. And he's like, and he got so mad at me. I thought he was asking me, like, are unicorns real?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he got so mad and went off and told me, like, 10 different reasons why leprechauns are real. And so I just went, oh, well, it sounds like you know a lot more about leprechauns than I do.
Oh, good job.
And he was like, yeah, see? And then he told Grace, like, the same stuff. And she was like, yeah, sure. Like, she,
yeah.
sure, she'll sure. believe that there's leprechauns. And it was like, over, like, it was no problem.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and then it just, the genius is just, I just continued to do, like, put
nothing.
No effort into this holiday whatsoever because it's not one we celebrate in our house.
Yeah.
And it ended up being fine.
Yeah, great. I just, to add to that, I just, because our schools did a bunch of stuff, and I was like, well, that was your celebration.
Yeah, good.
That
you
was
did
it.
At school.
You did it at school.
Yeah.
It's an at school holiday.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, good job.
Thank you.
This is, I don't know how this is a genius, but it brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll claim that as a win. I've
Great.
Probably talked about this a million years ago in the past. You know, when I was a kid and I'd spend, like, hours in the bathtub, I would make bubbles with soap with my hands. And I was really great at it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I could make bubbles, do all kind of things. My special gift.
This is so cute.
And I taught Katie Bell to do this really early.
Oh.
She has surpassed me
wow.
in the art of hand bubble making with just pump soap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She can blow them like, she can have like five or six guys, you know, because sometimes you can get them to like stick to your hand
and that's
about it. She can blow release them. And then like the bathroom is full of these giant bubbles and she's really... I'm like, every time I see her do it,
Circus
I'm like,
family?
I am like, this is your talent.
Yeah.
We need a talent show.
Yeah.
This is your talent.
Put on a bathing suit.
Pick
Let me
your
get
music.
The... Yeah.
Pick your music. We're going to have a soap bed or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, and I still make her take a bath with Ellis, who technically is old enough to be in that tub by himself, but it just makes my life easier.
Oh, yeah.
So while I clean up after dinner. But like, Ellis has figured out if he keeps his hands super soapy, he can like catch her bubbles and stuff. And I don't know. It's just really nice.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
great.
Like, I'm so glad.
That's such a cool thing.
That my kids do this.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like I've passed on something better than teaching her how to type boobs into the calculator.
Good job.
Hey, One Bed Mother. I'm calling in with a genius. I'm a new working mom, and my daughter is 1 year old, and I've been struggling to get ready in the morning. And right now, she's eating her breakfast, and I desperately need to dry my hair. And I'm trying to figure out, will the high chair fit in the bathroom so I can, you know, supervise her while she's eating? Do you know what's easier than bringing the high chair in the bathroom? It's bringing the hair dryer in the kitchen. So I'm in the kitchen drying my hair. We're all going to be on time and having a great morning. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I love this genius.
Yeah.
You
can move stuff around.
You can do anything, guys.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
So good.
And it's definitely one of those ones where you're like, I would never have thought of this. And it's great. And no one will care out in the world.
Yeah.
But us.
Yeah. And also, you can totally bring your baby with their breakfast into the bathroom.
Yeah, you could also do that.
Like that, all
also,
of the above
is
great.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Easiest for you.
Yeah.
Things don't have to stay in their assigned rooms, guys. Genius.
Good job.
Failures.
Fail.
You suck.
Fail me, Teresa.
This is just, I don't know. So Grace was throwing up this morning before I came here. And the fail is that, like, she woke up really so sick that she didn't want to get out of bed. And so she hadn't even gotten out of bed by the time I was leaving for work. And I kept, like, all she was complaining about was a stomach ache, and she seemed super anxious, but she couldn't tell me what she was anxious about. And she... Like, I asked her a few times, like, well, do you feel like you're going to throw up? And she was like, no. And then, like, later, after she threw up, she said, she totally volunteered, I didn't want to tell you I was going to throw up, even though I knew I was going to throw up, because I didn't want you to worry. And, like, I don't think that she maybe meant worry. What I think she probably meant was freak the fuck out and, like, make her get out of bed and, like, put her in the bathroom.
Right.
Or, like... Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, I know that I have not done the best. Like, I am not the biz when it comes to barf. Like, I'm just, I am not. I mean, like, I can be comforting when my kids are sick. But, like, if somebody's throwing up, I do have a little bit of the, like, oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me get the, sit up, bend over the thing and get out of it. Like, I'm definitely do that sometimes. And so I totally feel like that's my fail, that, like, even though she knew she was super sick and was, like, imminently sick, that she just didn't want to deal with that drama probably in her life. So,
you're doing a horrible job.
I know.
Regardless, it just makes you feel like shit your kid didn't want to tell you.
Know
what I mean? It's just the worst. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
You've done something.
I know.
So... I think I mentioned this possibly in our very exciting bonus episode for donors to One Bad Mother and Max Fun. I mentioned this in my fail in that show. But remember, guys, I planned for spring break.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but like months ago, I remember deciding the kids
the
up
game.
For spring break.
Yeah.
And the failure is, I've mentioned this, but it just progresses. We're in spring break right now. And not only... did I sign Katie Bell up for a camp in which I wasn't going to be able to take her and or pick her up, and Stefan was unable to take her or pick her up, so I had to somehow figure this morning out. And this afternoon when I pick her up, I also realized, I was very pleased that I put Ellis in the same camp on the day he wasn't at school so he and Katie Bell could do something over spring break. But Tuesdays, we have another thing that I already pay for and have signed him up for. So now he's double booked. But even if I didn't send him to the thing he's doing with Katie Bell... the other class is right when I would have had to pick Katie Bell up. So again, I wouldn't have been able to pick her up. And then on Friday, it's Grandparents' Day at Ellis's school. Not only are the grandparents coming, Katie Bell is signed up for a summer camp, but she also has to go do some other special school-related activity that is also that Friday.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
I wish you could just, like, leap over this whole week.
I just don't even know what to do at all. Yeah. I'm just eating things all week.
Yeah.
And I can't get I just fucked it up by planning too far in advance.
Yeah, sorry.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz and Teresa. This is a fail. My husband and I decided to pile us and our daughter into the car and run some errands. She usually naps pretty well in the car, so our thought was she will nap on the way to where we have to go. We live far enough away from everything that, you know, she has plenty of time to nap until we get there. And so we get in the car and we go, and she falls asleep like planned. And we both kind of go like, oh, we're hungry. And so we stop and we drive through and get some fast food. And about 10 minutes later, when we both have finished our fast food, I look at my husband and I go, we bought no food for our daughter. And he looks at me, he goes, no, we did. And I'm like, yeah, what did we buy for her? And he goes, oh, my God. So, yeah, we fed ourselves and had no food for our daughter when she woke up from her nap. Luckily, we could spin through a different fast food place and get her chicken nuggets or something pretty quickly. But we forgot that our daughter also needed lunch. So, anyway, that was our fail. Thanks so much for the show, guys.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, many times. Many times.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm so sorry. That just...
Sometimes you're coordinating so many pieces in your mind that just one of those things.
I like that, like, your husband's like, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thought you did.
Yeah. I mean, because I've been through that where I'm like, I mean, does everybody remember when I ordered that whole dinner to make life easier?
Uh-huh.
I got food for everybody but Katie Bell. I was just like, wow, what the fuck? That didn't make anything easier for anybody. And I have to deliver crushing disappointment that you don't get your dinner.
Yeah.
Joy.
Because I wasn't thinking of you.
Because I just wasn't thinking, period. Well, you're doing a horrible job trying to remember things.
Yep.
Oh.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by Bob's Red Mill. Bob's Red Mill believes you shouldn't have to stress about making easy and nutritious meals for your family. They're dedicated to making it easy and get going in the mornings with their on-the-go oatmeal cups and other healthy breakfast options.
Bob's Red Mill is offering our listeners 25% off with the promo code MOTHER if you head to bobsredmill.com.
The company has been making high-quality, gluten-free, and stone-ground products for decades, minimally processed in a stone mill in Oregon.
They offer products that cater to gluten-free, paleo, and other vegan diets.
Head to bobsredmill.com to get 25% off with promo code MOTHER. That's bobsredmill.com, code MOTHER.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts or at MaximumFun.org.
Teresa.
Yes.
Let's take a moment on a day of crushing disappointment discussions, to listen to a mom have a breakdown. And I'd like to preface this with, this came in as a fail, but to me, it screams of rant.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I am calling with a fat fail. We have so much going on right now. We are in the process of relocating our entire lives to another state. And next week is spring break. We're going to go out there and visit it. And this week is Spirit Week at school, which is fun and great. And I knew exactly what was going on each day, or at least I thought I did. And today was sweat day. And I sent my child to school with her crazy socks on. And she just called me with the sweetest, saddest little voice from her teacher's phone to remind me that it is, in fact, sweat day. And I feel like shit. This is so hard on her. She's been having a really hard time adjusting to the move. And to myself, I promised that her being in school and all of the school activities are the most important thing up until we move. And I fucking failed. And leave it to a six-year-old to make you feel, she was trying to make me feel better, but it just made me feel worse. She's like, it's okay, mommy. I like these clothes. I don't want to wear sweatpants. But literally every other person in her school is wearing sweatpants today. And she's in crazy socks. Maybe a fail in my eyes, but to her, she was just grateful that she got to call and talk to me. This is just the beginning of a really hard couple of months. Thank you for listening. You guys are doing a great job. And so am I, goddammit. Have a great day.
Okay. You are doing a really good job. Mm-hmm. And why I wanted to put this over in the rant category mm-hmm. was because there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
Not just your daughter is going through a lot. So are you.
Yeah.
Everybody in your family is being affected by this. And it can cause, like, when we're focusing so hard on all the balls that are in the air and all the emotional balls of our family members and getting everybody through these types of moves, our kids, that's the kind of thing where you forget the effect it's having on you, and suddenly fucking sock day, you're like crying in your car over sock day. Mm-hmm. And that's like real. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I just wanted to like talk about this some because it's just such a reminder that like, yeah, we are in charge of helping our kids get through these sort of big emotional times. And it's really disappointing mm-hmm. when we feel we've let them down, you know, over these things that feel small, but also feel huge, you know, to them. We can just place like how, like the importance on stuff. But it's also totally affecting you the exact same way, right? Like, this is just as hard for you.
Or maybe harder.
Like, yeah.
I feel like it's okay to trust your daughter a little bit.
Yeah.
On when she says it's okay, she likes her clothes. I know she is being brave for you, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
She's being brave for you. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's okay to really, like be proud of how amazingly great she's handling that situation.
I agree.
And not take it as like something you should necessarily feel guilty about. Like,
or that there might be deeper line there for
yeah.
her. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
maybe she's really got this, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's probably going to be other things where she's going to fall apart and need you. But like maybe this one is not as hard on her
yeah.
as maybe it is on you.
If what she needed was to call you
yeah.
and just hear your voice, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good that she knows what she needs and that was something you were able to give her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Spirit Week. We've talked a lot on this show sometimes about Spirit Week. Look, I'm not here to disband Spirit Week, okay?
I'll be that person if
Teresa
you need
can
a
be
person.
That person.
Go on, Biz.
No, I just, because it's not just Spirit Week. It's like all these
yeah.
things that we've got to go out in the world
yeah.
and like it is.
And keep track of.
Keep track of.
Yeah. And do a good job at.
When
extra.
You're president yeah. of keeping track of the Spirit Weeks or
yeah.
the whatever weeks, the Seuss Weeks, the whatever they are,
yeah.
it is an immediately a fun sucker.
Yep.
right? Those weeks, you know, and all, it, and it's really easy to suddenly be like, Mike, Katie Bell has definitely shown up, ready for X day, Y day, fill in the blank day, and we have shown up with great confidence, and then stepped out of the car, and like it feels like no one else is dressed up for it. Like, and we got to like rally and pep talk that this is, we're doing crazy hair day, even though no one here has crazy hair or whatever, or with the wrong thing, right? Yeah. Like, and that just sort of symbolizes other moments that are out there that are that are going to be like this. And I think it's, those times are extra hard when we've got a lot on our plate or when our bucket is full, like we said at the beginning, right? And I think give yourself some kindness to be aware that your bucket is full.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's going to, like, heighten all these things for you. And you're doing such a remarkable job.
You really are.
With, like you said, I mean, your kid sounds great.
Yeah.
Right?
And the fact that, like, you said the that your priority right now is getting her through school and, like, focusing on school and her school activities, like, confusion aside about the one day, like, the fact that that is, like, front and center of your mind is so impressive and totally not what, like, a lot of people would do. Like, that's really above and beyond.
Yeah.
And, like, really thoughtful parenting.
Yeah, it shows just how much you're thinking of her during this.
Yeah.
You're doing remarkable, even though you showed up with the wrong socks on sweatpants day. I get to add a little bit of a fail sign up there for you.
Yeah.
But you are doing a really good job.
Yeah.
And to all of us surviving Spirit Week, Seuss Weeks, or whatever weeks we are going through, you're doing a good job.
Good job, guys.
Teresa, what did we learn today? We learned... we learned that crushing disappointment can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it's happening to our children. but for real, no one wants to see their child sad or disappointed or to watch something that they're really excited about not happen.
Yep.
And then, when, you know, like the grounding, all that stuff's kind of different camp. I mean, these are the big ones. It sucks.
Yep.
But it's something that we can help with. Yeah. And I think that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Also knowing that, like, we're all standing here. We all survived those things.
Mm-hmm.
That was my takeaway. That it's coming. If it hadn't already come, it's coming.
And that, I mean, I'm also thinking, you know, it is also really good for their emotional development, I think, to see that they can, like, feel that pain, they can find a way to cope with it, and they can move forward, right? Like, isn't it, like, so important that we learn that skill?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I really think so.
So, I mean, it probably is one of those, like, shitty things that we can be like, okay, this is an opportunity for growth.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's not the best pill to swallow.
No, it's not fun.
No. But it gonna make us so strong and functioning out in the world. I'd like that to be it for all we learned today.
Great.
Guys, you're all doing a remarkable job.
Yeah, you are.
There are many days our buckets are too fucking full.
Yeah.
Okay? But if we can be aware of it, it can help us with that whole, like, setting a new boundary here or there, no matter how small that is. Dump a little out of the bucket. Okay. You guys really are doing a remarkable job. It's a lot. We're in spring break season. So much. Every year I learn new mysteries about spring break and how it affects different families. What if your kids are in two different schools and your spring break lasts 2 weeks?
Sure. Yep.
3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of fun happening out there, guys. Spring break! You're all doing remarkable. Teresa? You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Biz. So are you.
Thank you. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
I got to low down. mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, our producer, Kara Hart, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all of these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Well, Daddy baby fussing by, got low down mama blues. Oh, said Daddy baby fussing by, got low down mama blues.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.